Hewlett-Packard is buying fellow computer maker Compaq for an estimated $25 billion in stock. The new company will be the world's leading producer of personal computers, computer servers, and printers, and will have annual earnings of just under $4 billion. Both Hewlett-Packard and Compaq have been hit hard by the slowdown in the computer market. Their stock prices and profits have been falling. Both companies have laid off thousands of workers. Vindhu Goyal is deputy business editor of the San Jose Mercury News. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are the reasons for this deal?
Well, these are basically two once-proud companies that have lost their way over the last few years. They've had a tough time competing against companies like Dell Computer, IBM, Sun Microsystems. And this merger is their attempt to combine forces and present a more powerful competitor in the marketplace.
What's this new company going to look like?
It's going to have four major divisions. PCs will be a huge chunk of what they do. It'll have annual revenues of about $87 billion. It'll be just slightly smaller than IBM. It'll be the second biggest computer company in the world.
It's still going to be called Hewlett-Packard.
That's what it looks like for now. Hewlett-Packard is actually buying Compaq. They have not said whether the Compaq name will disappear or not.
Hewlett-Packard is Palo Alto, California. Compaq is Houston, Texas, and this company will be based in Palo Alto.
That is correct.
Will the combined company be more competitive?
I think it will be. These are companies that have had very similar strategies over the last year or so. They've both been emphasizing more service-type businesses beyond just the hardware. They've both been very committed to PCs despite a tough market. So this will make them a more powerful competitor in those markets.
Is this merely a survival thing? Is this the only way either of these two companies can survive?
Well, it's interesting because many folks on Wall Street would almost like to see these companies just get out of the PC business. The PC business, which Compaq really pioneered, became commodities because Compaq found a way to clone the IBM PC. And now everybody loses so much money in this business that you sort of wonder, why are they in it? They think by getting the economies of scale that they will be able to make a go of it against Dell, which has really been the most successful player in this market.
So the effect on the personal computer market might be what?
Well, for consumers, it's going to be less choice, particularly when you go into your local retail store, your Best Buy or your Circuit City. Two out of three computers are going to be made by Compaq or HP, and you can expect that you'll have fewer choices and maybe even higher prices. So it's actually not a good thing for consumers.
Any possibility the Justice Department will have questions about this deal?
Definitely. The Justice Department will take a hard look at this, and probably the European Commission, which is the enforcement arm of the European Union, will take a look at it too, because there are definitely some competition concerns.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Vindhu Goyal is Deputy Business Editor of the San Jose Mercury News.